Jireh, El Elyon, the Most High, nobody higher. King of kings, Lord of lords, my Redeemer. You're the God of everything, miracles, signs, and wonders. The morning sing, Adonai El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh. El Elyon, the Most High, nobody higher. King of kings, Lord of lords,
King of kings, Lord of lords,
my Redeemer. You're the God of everything,
You're the God of everything,
miracles,
signs, and wonders.
Oh, come on, sing, Adonai El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh. Come on, lift your hands unto the Lord.
Adonai, the Most High,
nobody higher.
We're ready for an outpour. We're ready. Ready for rain, ready for favor. I know you are able. You will turn my mourning to dancing. You turn my sorrow to joy. You have turned my whole life around, and I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You have turned my mourning to dancing. You turn my sorrow to joy. You have turned my whole life around, and I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You have turned my mourning to dancing. You turn. Turn my morning to dancing. You turn my sorrow to joy, you turn my whole life around, and I thank you, Lord, you have turned my morning to dancing, you turn my sorrow to joy, you turn my whole life around. Come on, you turn my whole life around, and I thank you, Lord, come on, anybody grateful about that? You have turned my morning to dancing, you turn my sorrow to joy, you have turned my whole life around, and I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for turning my whole life around. Thank you, Lord. Come on, can I get a witness? He's a great and mighty God. Turn my whole life around. If he did that, he could do anything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let a spirit of worship rise in this place, God. A heart of gratefulness towards you, Father. Thank you that it's a moment like no other moment. I don't care what tells me that it's the same kind of moment. I refuse to believe it. A moment in your presence, God, changes my life forever.
In Matthew chapter 5, there's something we need to pray about. Matthew chapter 5. In the 5th, 6th, and 7th chapter of Matthew, Jesus laid out all the principles and all the groundwork for operating in his kingdom on earth. All the rest of his ministry was based on those three chapters. If you look in the latter part of the 4th chapter of Matthew, Jesus began his ministry by preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Now we all have, who are believers, we have kingdom, what you call kingdom citizenship, which bring along with it divine rights. right, which puts you in a category of a person being able to operate in the supernatural. So as you look up your information of your citizenship, there can't be no no. So I think it can be a lot of promotion and a lot of blessing that we are missing if we don't understand this. And so I went in a mode of praying for this church itself, Word of Life Christian Center, because we're in a season of change. We're in a season of going in different dimension of the spirit. And a lot of time people are satisfied at the level they are. And when the Lord began to expose himself greater and expansion start taking place and visitation start coming in a greater dimension, sometimes it makes people nervous because they have not moved with the move of God. So therefore they become doubtful and slothful. And I want that not to happen, that you can understand what need to be done. I see some visitors here. I'm glad to have you here. Listen. But I got to do a little passion this morning. You have to recognize, you have nations all over the world listening to us right now. You got ministries all over the world looking to this church as an apostolic prophetic headquarter church. The membership has something to do with this. The membership has to develop and grow and pursue God, and also in their life be able to put God on display, that I couldn't get here without him. He is doing this for me, okay? Now, something I done 40-something years ago, I never regret I did that. And it seemed like I talked to the intercessors this morning. I talked to the intercessors a few moments this morning by divine inspiration in the upper room. But there's two verses that I want birthed in this church. And I'll tell you why. Not only about this reason, but at a headquarter church, when the apostle or pastor sent out a message for you to come, there's no reason a son church should have more members here than the headquarter pastor. It means that there's some complacency have set in this church, and this church have become comfortable with winning. And it's illegal spiritually for a headquarter church to be behind. I was appalled Wednesday. Visitors, I called for a special meeting, you know. And I've been pastoring the church 40 some years, and I had a son in the gospel brought more members than my member was here. I said, I look at all them people. I said, where my member? I see my members sprinkled out in there, but good God, it took three sections. And looked like purposely, even the group who used to come didn't come. I think that's a seed deal. I think it's a seed deal. And when people come, they set your seat, you know, and you don't like that. So you just stay home, watch on the internet. I'm thinking about a way to cut the internet off locally. Especially me, I'll cut it off completely. Just tell the people, excuse me, this week, I'm not gonna put it on because I don't need my members at home watching the internet and think they have accomplished something. That verse is what I want to birth in you, if it's not already there, and I know some of y'all don't have it, in Matthew 5:6. One of the attitudes we have to have. And here's what God said to me we're about to pray about this. If we ever God said, and I have my intercessors praying about this. I got over 100 some intercessors. But here's what God said to me. Tell them, take me off their list. You know what that mean? How many of y'all, who know what that mean up here? Who know what that mean? I instantly understood what he's saying. Anybody know what it means? Huh? Y'all looking at me kind of strange, huh? Tell them, take me off their list. Who I didn't know what he's saying? Huh? See, we'll put God on a list. And so we go down and pick out who come first today. God, football, LSU, Southern, Harvard University, my little girl birthday. So he asked me to ask Word of Life Christian Center, not my visitors, Word of Life Christian Center. I'm asking you to take me off your list. Matter of fact, take me off your choices. Okay? And have you seen that verse in Matthew 5, 6, what it says? Come to the altar. Come on, start walking. Bring your Bible. 5 and 6. If I could just get this group here to stick with me, we could do so much. See, those Beatitudes, I think it's about 8 of them. We need to get them perfected in our lives. Take God off our list, meaning take me off a list. I don't supposed to be on no list. The list come after me. Anything else? Your anniversary? Whatever it is, put that on a list. But God said, don't put me on a list and go on that list and pick out what you're going to do today. Yes, sir. Anybody following me? He said, I don't want to be on your list. I took you off my list. So I don't want you to put me on your list. In other words, God says, you can't put me in a category. I stand out all by myself. I only want to accept one place. Okay, and so I need you all, especially you all who've been with me a long time, I need y'all to stop playing with this. If you missed that message Wednesday night, you missed half of your life because it told you how to conduct everything. Now Jesus said, blessed are they which do hunger. Look at that voice. Read it. Now, you listening? Listen very carefully what the pastor about to say and what the pastor about to say. That does not come automatically. It's too much other things coming at your time. And you can come to a point where you're functioning from a religious spirit and don't know it. This is supposed to bring to you a revelation. A reality. And when that revelation, that reality come to your heart, nobody have to call you, nobody have to text you, nobody have to say nothing. You just don't have God on the list. Everything else on the list. So it all come after God and what he's doing. You follow what I'm saying? You in this season, you don't want to miss anything. I don't want to control you. I don't want to be a dictator. I think you need to love God. I done found out a long time ago I can't make people come to church. That's over. If those Negroes make their mind up they're not coming, you can sing the Star Spangled Banner and let some blood drop from it. They're not coming. They just got God on their agenda. Now, I dare you now, don't pray this prayer with me if you want to take God off your agenda list. God, give me the insight. I talked to my intercessor this morning. God, give me the insight of how to help Word of Life Christian Center. Not to be competitive, but to understand how important it is that they take God off their list. All right? Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. What he said, they'll be what? They'll be filled. But after thirst, we're going to pray about a thirst. Gonna pray about a hunger for God himself. Not the things of God, not what we can receive from God, not the blessing, but God himself. When you pray that prayer, then you enter into another dynamic. You enter into Matthew 6:33. Go down. See, that prayer is going to take you to in that dynamic where you seek ye first. See, God, that's why he said not the list. Seek ye, it is not the list, it's first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You heard it? Look at the end of the voice, what he said. So that's why we're spending so much time trying to get things to happen for us, is because we haven't settled down in the freshness of God. In the freshness of God. So I'm going to ask you all, everybody a member of this church, I'm going to ask you to put God first. You hear me, Russell?
Yes, sir.
Put God first. We're not a local church. The United Kingdom is tuning in right now. Nigeria, Africa, Hawaii, they're all tuning in right here. And so we're a headquarter church. Now, I know when you start going further in the things of God, some people can't go no more. So they go try to find them a regular church. I understand that. Bless their darling heart. Because they can't stand to grow anymore. So, you know, you just got to let them go back and see, this is far I'm going with this Jesus stuff. This is far as I'm going with God. I know enough. Amen. More power to them. But I need people who, I feel the Holy Ghost. Lord. You feel the Spirit? I feel the Spirit of God. He's breathing. He's breathing on us this morning because all we have to do, you love God. All we got to do is make a little adjustment. And he give it to us in one statement. Take me off your list. And I want to be on a list by myself. I want to be, I'm not too good at this, but I want to be the index of your book. All of us that read the other chapters, but let me be the. So, are you willing to make this commitment to pray this prayer with me, those of you who are here? I need you standing. I need you standing. I need you standing. Not for me, for yourself, because I'm going to stand. I'm going to carry this mission out. Y'all know, you know I'm going to carry it out, right? I'm going to carry this thing out. But I want you to go with me. What you say, I want to go with you. I heard that. And I don't want you to think that I'm just trying to make you come to church, because you know, I'm gonna cut you a little bit. The finances of the church don't change when you don't come. God have a tendency to, it never, you know, some prophets say they have season where the finances drop because the people not there. The finance never drop in this church. You stay home, God send a $30,000 check from somewhere else. So you can't control this church by money. So I'm not asking about money, I'm asking for you. See, you ever get a text, I'm calling a special meeting, you ought to say, I had two committees I was going to meet, but they're not going to meet them tonight. See, but nonchalantly taking a thing, you can't do that, all right? Some of y'all just visit this church. You're a member, but you visit. I sometimes want you to stand up with the visitors. Because you come every now and then. And how can I train you? I'm responsible for you. You know, someone said, oh, Pastor, I just won't have church now. What's wrong? You've been having too much church. And you don't know the reality. This is the backbone of your life. So can we pray this prayer? Father, in Jesus' name, I'm taking you off my list. I'm putting you first place in my life. I'm asking you, give me the hunger, give me the thirst to seek after you first with all my heart. Now, Lord, I repent of time that I was sermon to your house and didn't come. I ask you to forgive me. In Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, help me take care of this properly. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, another thing come to mind now, saints, you can't handle this without the Holy Spirit. You'll never put God first place by a New Year resolution. Only the Holy Spirit can do that, because the Holy Spirit will start rearranging and readjusting things for you to put him first. And some of the things you're going through is because you didn't put him first. All right? So that time won't be needed anymore. A lot of interruption in our lives comes because we have interrupted our time with God. My yoke is easy. Even if you're going through something, my burdens are light. But you can never interrupt your time with God. Are you following me? Did it help you in it? It helped me to realize. Now, I prayed this prayer 41 years ago. I never let up. I have never had God on my list. I got a list, but he ain't on it. He make the list work. You got it? Yeah, God, I really want this for you. I really want you. For, I'm so glad y'all are the visitors. I'm so glad just to hear this. This need to be heard. This need to be heard. Remind yourself, God not on my list. See, he's for you. And do you know what he'll do if you do that? It's something about your time be expanded. You have more time to do other things. I mean, it just, it's supernatural. It's supernatural. So I bless you today as we open, as we praise God, as divine insight, the light of I am come to us today. I'm going to talk about accessing divine insight, seeing things that other people can't see. The believer's supposed to have a divine microscope. Yeah, that they can see supernaturally. Things, God said, I don't see nothing. Yeah, but I see it all. It all lined up. And so after this message this morning, solution, revelation, insight, light, a lot of darkness is going to be moved today. All over the world, people going through things by the light, I am light, divine insight. We're going to see some things, all right? So I bless you, Father, in Jesus' name. Now, talk to your people. I talk to all the churches that were listening. I know pastors going through the same thing. I lead a lot of pastors, 80-something pastors, and I know they're listening. And I bless them this morning that this take place all over the world, that we take you off the list and put you first place. In Jesus' name, amen. You may find your seat, fellowship with somebody. Go right ahead.
Thank you.
your Bible.